Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to this Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And Mark Schatz is here, and Mark and I are so glad to be able to study God's Word. We're excited as we study in James chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. We see here that James has discussed many things that we observe. Mark, as we look at this, he's been talking about the coming of the Lord and things to do. Do we see that kind of theme continuing?
Yeah, we see the theme continuing, Paul, because in James chapter 5, verse 7, James is writing to these saints, and he's telling them to be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. He's pointing their direction towards when the Lord would return. And just to review real briefly, he does that by bringing up the idea of how a farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil. While the farmer is waiting for the harvest, or his eyes are looking towards the harvest, he has to do certain things about it. He's got to be patient. He has to put the seed in the ground and till the soil. And he's got to do all these things. And in the same way, James tells these saints that while they're waiting until the coming of the Lord, that there are things they need to do. He says in verse 8 of chapter 5 that they need to be patient. They need to strengthen their hearts. And then he talks about how they can, how they treat one another, and also how they speak. He says, "Do not complain, brethren, against one another." And he goes on and he talks about, "Do not swear," down in verse 12, just how they can use their words improperly while they wait on the Lord. They need to use them properly, and there's a heavy emphasis there on how they treat one another while they're waiting on the Lord.
Well, let's key in on that, Mark, and let's go ahead and look at verses 13 through 15 of James chapter 5.
Beginning in verse 13, James writes, "Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him."
Here we see some great thoughts. When I think about the first statement there, "Is anyone among you suffering?" I think about when you've had maybe something happen in your life that brings tragedy, brings heartache. Maybe it's a really bad day or a bad week or month or even a year, and things are really difficult, how you might respond. When we look earlier in this chapter, Mark pointed out a moment ago that we ought to be careful how we treat one another. And there are warnings against grumbling and complaining, against criticizing and swearing. Mark, do you see what the alternative to that is? Instead of using those words for very negative things, that we can use them for something very productive.
It's possible that when we refrain from negative words, that we can use them to be productive. There in verse 13, he says, "Is any among one among you suffering? Then he must pray." Praying is the idea of using words for productive uses. You can talk to God, and instead of complaining about your suffering, you could talk to God and be strengthened in your suffering. It's just a good way to use words. Rather than cursing God or swearing or complaining or grumbling or all those other things, you could patiently endure, like the prophets that he talked about up in verse 10 and like Job in verse 11. Endure, trust in God, look towards God, and pray.
And we see, even if you're not in that situation of suffering, maybe things are going very well and you're cheerful. You're happy that he gives an alternative there. It says, I believe in the translation Mark was reading out of, it said to sing praises. Mine says to sing psalms. And so we see whether you're suffering or whether you're cheerful, we can focus ourselves. That's a point that we've been looking at already in the book of James. As we look in the book of James, that's a theme we've already seen, is having our focus in the right direction, that if we're suffering, we pray to God. If we're cheerful, we sing praises. Sing praises to whom? Sing praises to God. And so, Mark, I think as we were discussing this in preparation for this broadcast, we talked about how important it was in whatever our situation is to keep ourselves focused on God, realizing that we are waiting and we are waiting for the Lord to return.
I like in verse 13 how he covers both ends of the extremes, Paul, because sometimes when we're suffering, we're really mindful of God and we pray to God for relief or for understanding, and that suffering drives us to God. But James in this verse also mentions the idea that when we're at the other extreme, we're not suffering, but we're cheerful, then we're still to look towards God. We're to sing praises, and of course those praises would be to God. So whether we're suffering or we're cheerful, we're to point our direction and our love towards God. Sometimes when we're cheerful and things are going great for us, we tend to forget God a lot of times and take our focus from Him and put Him on the things that are making us cheerful or the things that are going well.
And as we look at the things that James progresses on to talk about, he talks about maybe it is that sickness has come into your life. And so at this point he said, you who are suffering, you pray. You who are cheerful, you sing praises. But here he says that there's help that we can get from brothers and sisters in Christ. Is any among you sick? And he says to call for the elders of the church and that they should pray over him and they should serve him with anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And we see the benefits of that. Certainly one of the great blessings we have, Mark, is that we have one another.
Yeah, I like how he even uses the words here in verse 14. Is anyone among you? Just the idea of among you indicates that you're not alone, that you're in a group of people, and that these people have the same goal. They're looking towards the coming of the Lord and trying to stay focused on that. And while they do that, if you encounter sickness, you can call upon that group of people. And in particular, he mentions that you can call for the elders of the church. And they're there to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. I'm just really impressed here in this section about how everything that they do while they're waiting on the Lord, they're supposed to focus their mind on the Lord. If you're sick, you call for the elders of the church. They're to pray. There it is, directing it towards God again, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Those things are being done in the name of the Lord. It's just constantly, while we wait here on earth for the Lord to return, that we're supposed to keep our focus on God.
Excellent. And as we look at verse 15, we see that there's benefits from focusing ourselves properly. And whether our need happens to be a spiritual need, in which we are spiritually weak and we need strength from God because of temptation or sin or trials in our life, or whether it is a physical need as far as a physical illness, that the prayers and the praises and focusing ourselves on God serve certainly a beneficial thing. The prayer of faith will save the sick. If he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven. And so you see, that's where to turn both, whether our need is a physical or whether it's a spiritual, to turn and to refocus toward God is always the right thing to do.
Right. Whenever we focus on God while living here on earth, and we do what he wants to do, and we keep our focus on him, God will provide the things we need, whether they're physical or whether they're spiritual.
I think one great point we see here in these verses that I just wanted to point out before we're done today is that while James gives lots of warnings in this book about how we use our words, don't do this and don't do that, and be careful and don't destroy someone with your words, here we see that he gives not just the thing we have to eliminate, but he allows us to fill that void with some very good things. Praying, singing, calling for elders, praying together, the anointing in the name of the oil, the prayer of faith, all these things that can be helpful to us in the challenges that we face in this life. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And if you have any questions for us, please send us an email at truth@ellettsvillechurchofchrist.com. And we'll be happy to address those. We hope that you'll join us again next week for a few more Minutes of Truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.